Chapter 5.
That sure as heck went smoother onto Bryn,
the clone in orange says, but there's relief in his voice.
Jedi helped onto Bryn,
the Ark counters. It sounds like an argument they've been having for a while. He turns, slinging his blaster over his shoulder, and offers Granta a hand up.
Nice work.
Granta snorts, but he takes the hand, painfully pulls himself to his feet. Thank you. I do some of my best work under threat of messy and remorseless execution. So kind of you to notice. The Ark huffs an almost there laugh.
That door shut on the other end of the hall, too.
It should have locked down the whole section of the base, Granta answers. If they have the sergeant's override, they may be able to get around my tweaks, though.
Good reason to keep moving,
the other clone says, and tips his head.
I'm Cody, and that's Rex.
Granta, delighted to meet you. Granta takes a step, stumbles, and has to catch himself on the wall as something pulls again. He grimaces, hidden behind his hood, as he takes a moment to control the pain, but a second later, a hand slides under his elbow.
Hit?
Rex asks, concerned, and Granta shakes his head. It's nothing the droids did, he promises, and forces himself upright. The survivors of the attack are on my ship below the base, contacting the fleet and Kamino, but they were concerned about what might be happening up here. Rex and Cody exchange looks, and Rex tips his head.
Only one reason to target Rishi,
he says, and Cody nods grimly.
That all-clear beacon. Bet they're keeping it on so no one can sound the alarm. Hardwired, probably,
Cody agrees. He glances at Granta, pauses. Rex doesn't.
Think you can turn the transmission off if we can get you into the main control room?
He asks. Granta glances at the door's control panel. If it's on that level of security, certainly.
Good, let's go.
Rex pulls him forward a step, catches him when he can't quite find his feet, and gives him a moment before he keeps going down the hall, keeping his grip on Granta's arm and one hand on his blaster. Turns his head, scanning the junction warily, and then asks,
So, what's a slicer doing on a military outpost that's been taken over by the Seps?
Granta snorts. Nothing nefarious enough to have earned that tone, he says dryly. And I'm hardly a slicer, I'm an engineer.
Engineering your way into trouble, then?
No engineer would ever do such a thing, Granta says virtuously, and Cody snorts in a way that says he's met plenty of engineers. It makes Granta chuckle, and he lies, perfectly easy. I was taken by a crime syndicate, and only just managed to escape. I'd hoped to find help here, but... He waves a hand expressively, and lets the sleeve pull back with the motion, just enough to casually flash a surgery scar or two. Rex catches it. Granta can see the tip of his helmet, can feel the faintest tensing of the hand holding him.
You got the survivors out?
Cody asks, pausing by the next doorway. When nothing comes barreling through, he ducks past it, sweeps the next hall, and keeps moving. They'd already gotten themselves out. I just got them to my ship in a working long-range comm. Granta catches a faint scrape, turns his head. Rex wrenches around, putting himself between Granta and the commando droid as it leaps, and swears when bolts ricochet off its armor. His next shot takes it in the head, but even as it falls, another drops, bounding from the ceiling straight at his back. Granta's knife takes it in the eye, and it goes down spraying sparks, its body twitching and jerking. Viciously, Granta wrenches the blade free, slides it back up his sleeve, and turns away, heading up the steps. There's a long moment before Rex falls in with him, blaster up but attention on Granta, Cody a pace behind them.
Didn't even want to try that with a blaster.
My hands are shaking too badly to aim, Granta says blandly. I tried on the platform already. The knife doesn't need quite as much precision, which means I can save all of my remaining fine motor control for fixing whatever the droids have done to the beacon. Rex reaches out, taking his wrist like he's going to judge how badly Granta is trembling, and Granta doesn't bother to pull away. He's tired. Even without the Kaminoans' ruthlessness, this is already more than he's moved in almost 8 years, and his body knows it.
"Hell of a lot to risk coming up here,"
Rex says, mild.
"Could have sent the survivors and let them do their jobs."
Granta doesn't go for Rex's throat with his teeth, which he thinks should earn him quite a lot of points. He wants to rather badly, though. "I thought I could get a glimpse of those commando droids up close. They're a new model, aren't they?" Rex snorts.
"I'll give you one for an early life day present if we can get the beacon off,"
he promises, and Granta hums, pleased. He tugs his hood back, because his vision doesn't precisely need the added restriction, and Cody and Rex won't remember his face anyway, then frowns.
"Something?"
Rex asks, wary, and turns to scan up and down the hall. "Blood," Granta says shortly, and turns. Down a side corridor, narrow and cramped, there's a door that's been blasted open. Inside, crumpled in the corner, is a clone, arms half raised like he was trying to defend himself, caught among a tangle of wires. His blood is on the console he was most likely working at, his blaster and helmet just out of reach, and Granta breathes out slowly as he crouches down. Too easy to imagine it's Jax, as he will be in a few short years. Too easy to picture Tup, or Fives, or any of his sons. And Granta reaches out, lightly closes the man's eyes. "March well," he murmurs, "no matter how far away your path takes you." Rex's breath is heavy, resigned.
"Whole base full of shinies,"
he says quietly.
"Come on, we need to move."
Granta shakes his head, carefully pushing to his feet. "Give me a moment. I might be able to do something from here." When he leans over the console, bringing up the controls, they come to life easily, the screen's glow illuminating the small space. It's not the back door he was hoping for. All the controls here are for security within the base itself, security cameras and environmental controls and remote door locks. Granta's override registers as an error in the system, but he leaves it as it is in the hopes it will take the droids longer to get through, then pulls up the feed for the main control room.
7 left,
Cody says quietly, glancing at Rex.
Really makes me wish we had some Jedi right now. 2 clones against 7 clankers isn't the worst odds,
Rex counters.
We've faced worse.
Only 2 against 7, Granta asks, droll, and checks the layout of the rooms around the central area. I'm chopped meat, then.
2.5,
Rex allows, amused, and Granta rolls his eyes, but knocks his knuckles against Rex's vambrace. Here, if you're through pretending you're funny, he says, if you can draw them towards this room, I can get to the main controls and repair the beacon.
Narrow hall,
Cody observes, leaning over Rex's shoulder.
Should be like shooting fish in a barrel. I can probably manage, as long as they don't send the whole force after me.
A distraction would be good, and preferably not one that risks a clone's life so blatantly. Granta frowns, tapping his fingers against the console and... movement on the screen, tucked away in a corner by the door. Granta freezes, breath locking up in his throat as a white helmet slides across the view of the camera, ducks down out of sight. Another follows it, then a third, and clearly, clearly the only one who inherited Tira's sense of self-preservation is cut up because he didn't march straight up to an occupied base without any weapons. Hells, he hisses, and they're going to get themselves killed.
The survivors?
Rex asks, leaning in, and he sounds amused again. Granta is going to rip out his throat with his teeth. He just barely swallows down a growl, but Rex isn't even paying attention.
Good on them, taking initiative. 3 made it.
4, Granta gets out, digging his fingers into the metal. I don't see cut up. And then he does, because a blaster is tossed across the camera's field of view. Heavy catches it, checks the sight, nods, and when he jerks his head, Echo and Fives slide across the door, tuck themselves up on the other side of it, like they're preparing for a frontal assault.
Can you open the main doors?
Cody asks.
Guide them here.
There are 2 droids still working at getting the door Granta sealed open. He stares at them for a second, then closes his eyes. 4 against 2, but Heavy, Cutup, Echo, and Fives are so young, recently deployed, with no experience in combat. "The droids will kill them," he says, and the words want to scrape his throat raw.
"Maybe,"
Rex acknowledges, but it's steady.
"They're going to have to earn their paint someday, though. Do it."
"I can't undo my override on the bulkhead from here," Grant lies without pause, pulling up a few flashing screens that will make it look like he's trying to anyone unfamiliar with the process. Which was the point of it, I'll remind you. There's a moment of silence, and then Cody tips his head.
"We're close to the control room," he says. "Let them in the main door, and we'll head them off before they hit the droids. 4 extra blasters will help a hell of a lot."
Rex nods, then glances at Granta.
"Good to run."
The controls here are simple. Even if Granta pretends that he can't open the main door, Rex and Cody will be able to figure out the commands without trouble. Granta could just kill them, particularly in this narrow space where their blasters are useless, and he considers it for a moment, weighs his own capabilities against 2 experienced soldiers, but every dead clone leaves a dozen in mourning, and he thinks of Colt sitting on the floor of his cell, deep lines in his face, grief in the slant of his mouth. Thinks of Tup and Comet, and his own fear for the boys who freed him, and how Rex and Cody are no different in the grand scheme of things. He curls his fingers against the metal, breathes out, reaches, finds the command, and presses it, and watches the base's main doors slide open. His sons all startle, sweep the room, and run right towards the danger. They're clones. Of course they do. "Let's go," he says, instead of answering. There's a clone in the hallway, limbs stiff, motions jerky. He turns and looks at them as they approach, and behind him, approaching more cautiously, Granta can see Fives, Echo, Cutup, and Heavy, all 4 of them looking wary. Granta slows, paranoia biting with teeth as the clone advances 2 jerky steps. There's a low breath near his ear, a quicker step, and Rex puts himself halfway in front of Granta, blaster halfway raised.
"Captain, Commander,"
the clone says, and its voice is modulated strangely, as stiff as its movements. Granta curls his fingers tighter around the hilt of his knife, remembering the pair of droids who were stripping Droid Bay of his armor when he killed them.
We've got the droids rounded up in the main room, sirs. Come see, sirs. Rounded up,"
Rex echoes, and it's the same voice, but there's no mistaking that he's human. His shoulders are tense, and Granta can see the way his finger is sliding over the trigger of his blaster.
"You didn't just shoot them. We thought, use them for information, sir,"
the glitchy voice says, just a few stiff steps away now.
"They're good droids. Good for information. Yes."
Cold anger, like the blade of a knife. Granta curls a hand around Rex's elbow, steps out from behind him. On the other side of the hall, Cutup jerks, takes a half step forward like he's going to protest, but Echo drags him back. It's good, Granta thinks, and smiles. Rex has proved himself a good shot, but he'd rather not risk his sons to crossfire. "Oh dear," he says, light, and takes a step towards the clone. "There's blood on your armor. I'm a medic, so why don't you let me look at that? It must be painful." The clone jerks back, hands coming up.
Negative. Medical attention is not required. Stay back."
"I'm just following my orders," Granta says mildly, and follows it. "Here, this won't take a minute. Let me just remove your armor."
"Negative, doctor. That is unnecessary. Return to your post."
1 more step. Granta jerks his knife free, lunges low and quick as the armored form leaps sideways in a way no human could manage. There's a ringing blaster shot, too loud in the hall, and the disguised droid staggers. Granta cuts its head off with a snarl of effort, and the body drops.
"Heck,"
Cody mutters, and then jerks his head towards Heavy, Fives, Cutup, and Echo.
"Over here, Shinies, move it." "Shinies?"
Echo asks, outraged, but they hurry closer anyway, slide into the side hall, and Cody closes the bulkhead doors. Rex snorts, hauling the stolen helmet free, then pulling the droid's head out of it with a careless jerk. A spill of dark coolant spills over his gauntlet, but he tosses the head to Granta, then rises, turns.
Yeah,
he says.
Shinies, because your armor's all shiny and new, just like you are.
He slaps a hand on Echo's breastplate, leaving a smeared black handprint, and then tips his head at Cody.
Think 6.5 against 6 is better odds.
Against 8, Granta says, checking his knife. Rex's head snaps towards him, and he raises a brow, lets himself look amused even if he doesn't feel anything close. There were 2 droids trying to get through the first door. This was one of them. The other must have rejoined the rest in the control room. There's a pause. Granta can feel eyes on him, but he ignores it, sheathes his knife, and drops the droid's head beside its body. The stolen armor makes him angry, so he doesn't look at it.
Still,
Rex says after a moment,
better odds than before. Who still needs a blaster? Fives and I do,
Cutup says, and Rex nods, tossing him his blaster rifle and drawing his pistols instead. Fives can have mine, Granta says, and passes it over. Fives takes it, pauses. He looks Granta over for a second, then asks,
are you all right?
I will be, Granta says, soft, and curls a hand over Fives' vambrace. Droid bait.
Everything seemed fine with the pod,
Echo says.
We set the security systems before we left, but the regulations say that civilians shouldn't be allowed to carry out missions on their own.
Granta snorts. It's been a very long time since anyone tried to call him a civilian. Thank you for your concern, then, but keep your heads down, all right?
All right,
Echo mutters, sounding abashed. Granta's willing to bet he's blushing under his helmet and... it's cute. He chuckles, leaning in to rest his forehead against Echo's, and Echo's hand curls under his elbow, steadies him.
Are you really okay?
Heavy asks, a little wary.
You could hardly even walk after killing that eel.
Yes, well, I'm about to let the 6 of you do all the heavy lifting while I focus on turning off the beacon, Granta says, and pulls back. When he turns, Rex is watching him, helmet tipped faintly, attention cool and faintly calculating.
Did the fleet get your message?
Cody asks.
Yes, sir,
Heavy says quickly.
Admiral Yularen said they'd been waiting for your report and were getting worried, so he's already got troops ready to depart. They're on their way now. Kamino's raising its defenses, too. Good.
Cody claps him on the shoulder.
Now we just take back the control room and disable that beacon so no one gets any mixed messages and our work's done. Let's go. Yes, sir.
Granta breathes out, watching them file past him. If he had a bandolier full of detonators, he'd happily slide it into the control room and take all the droids out that way, spare everyone the risk. Cody and Rex don't seem enthusiastic about destroying the whole station, though, and that's a headache. Rex pauses beside Granta, gaze still trained on him.
Didn't hesitate,
he says, steady.
Even when it looked like a clone.
I saw the droids stealing armor before, Granta says mildly, and meets the dark stare through the visor of the helmet without wavering. It wasn't hard to guess what was under there.
Guess not,
Rex says, and catches Granta's elbow, urging him forward.
Most people wouldn't have gone right for the throat, though.
Really? It's a perfectly normal reaction where I'm from. Cultural differences, what can I say? There's a long pause, and then Rex snorts.
Somehow,
he says,
I think that's the biggest lie you've told us yet.
What on earth? Granta mutters, scowling through lines of code as quickly as he dares. He can't tell if what the droids did is clever or utterly stupid, but experience tells him to err on the side of stupid. Stupid is usually quite a lot harder to fix.
That's never a good phrase,
Heavy mutters. He spares Granta a glance, kicking the broken droid aside, and asks,
didn't they just turn it on?
They uploaded a new program, and it's taken over all the base's transmissions. Off is no longer an option, at least with the system as it is, Granta says, wholly displeased. He's not fond of people being cleverer than him, even momentarily and by accident. I might be able to rewrite it, but it will take a while. Rex glances at Cody, and then says,
The fleet knows. We can get out and leave reinforcements to take the base back.
Cody makes a displeased sound, but he tips his head.
If there's an attack on Kamino coming, Grievous's fleet is going to pass right by here. Better for us to rejoin the cruisers and leave the base for later.
There's a pause, careful, and then Heavy says,
Sir, we're supposed to defend our post with our life. We can't leave.
Kamino is more important, Granta says, and the words are light, but they feel heavy in his mouth. You were only deployed a few months ago. Every clone you grew up with, every clone stationed there, this threatens them directly. The Separatists won't leave any clones alive if they have the chance. You're needed there far more than here. Heavy closes his mouth, swallows. After a second, he nods, and Granta smiles. It's a lie, partly. He'll see if he can't tag along to Kamino directly, slip in and find Tup, and then convince Heavy, Cut Up, Fives, and Echo to leave with him in the confusion. Stealing them away now, when two commanding officers are close, would end up with them being hunted down. But losses happen all the time in battle, and plenty of bodies are never found. Better than letting them face what's bound to happen, he thinks, and breathes out, lets his smile become something more genuine. My ship should be large enough for the four of you. The commander and captain have their ship as well, I presume. Rex nods.
All right, let's go,
he orders, and then asks Granta,
Can you lock down the base behind us?
Granta checks the controls, flicking through the different systems with a frown. Likely, I can't guarantee the Separatists won't simply use their program in a way that undoes it.
Good enough. Heavy, get your squad down to Granta's ship and get the engines running. I'll get ours,
Cody agrees, and he claps Rex on the shoulder, hand going tight for an instant before he's off at a ground-eating jog. Heavy spares one glance for Granta before he follows, the rest of Domino around him. Worried I'll sabotage something, Captain? Granta asks dryly, though he doesn't look up from the screen. After how many times I've nearly gotten my head shot off over the course of this afternoon, one would think I'd proved myself even to a man as upright as you.
After how many times you've nearly gotten your head shot off, I'd think you wouldn't mind an extra blaster,
Rex counters, moving to check one of the scanners.
You know a lot of clones.
Ah, Granta doesn't roll his eyes, but the thought is there. A few, and more by reputation. There's a reason I landed here for help, Captain. Rex doesn't try to argue that, but he watches Granta work for a moment, then says,
Which crime syndicate did you say had you again?
I didn't, Granta says lightly, and doesn't let his flicker of wariness show. It's been 8 years since he had any deep familiarity with the Outer Rim's syndicates, and that's a very long time in the life of a gang. Any number could have come and gone since he was captured. I'm afraid they weren't exactly forthcoming with their name. All I know is that they wanted me to repair something for them. An ancient Sith weapon, I believe. It seemed to be in my best interest to refuse.
Sith,
Rex echoes, and after a second he reaches up, pulls his helmet off. The hair underneath is blonde, buzzed close enough that the color has to be natural, and Granta knows just how exceptional a clone has to prove themselves to make the Kaminoans overlook genetic abnormalities like that. He pauses, watching Rex carefully, and when Rex meets his eyes, the similarity to Django is all but overwritten by the calculation, the caution, the amusement in his face. Django's never worn that expression that Granta knows of. It's wholly Rex's. How exactly did you know it was a Sith weapon? Rex asks after a moment. Didn't think things like that were labeled. Granta smiles lazily. They aren't. I can read the ancient Sith script. Languages are something of a hobby of mine. An impressive hobby. Something beeps, strident warning. Instantly, Rex jerks his helmet back on, spins to look.
Incoming,
he warns, and Granta curses Dooku even more fiercely than normal as he hurries to finish. There's a beep as Rex activates his comm, and he warns,
Cody, get out of there. There are bombers incoming. Ship won't start,
Cody says grimly.
Blaster fire must have damaged it.
There, Granta says, and before he can even turn, Rex has his arm, is pulling him along as he heads for the doors at a flat-out sprint.
Get out,
Rex says, and they hit the doors just as Cody throws himself clear of the ship. There's a whine, loud enough to be ear-piercing, and a pair of vulture droids sweeps past, weapons firing. They hit the ship, and the roar of the explosion nearly throws Granta right off his feet. Rex catches him, pulls him up and in, but even he can't avoid it entirely when a piece of metal catches his arm hard enough to wrench him halfway around.
"Over the side!"
Cody shouts. Rex doesn't even pause to catch his breath. He pulls his blaster with his free hand, tells Granta,
"Hang on to me,"
and throws himself straight off the edge of the platform, one arm tight around Granta's waist. End of chapter 5.